especially from Mark, who rang up from Manchester and said, could we play something for him? Quarter to one, this is Nova 88 FM and stereo, 8:46 AM, the mighty 890.
This is the age of the computer. Let your children prepare for working life in the computer age with a summer computing course. Designed specifically for school children, under the guidance of a highly qualified tutor, Allied Computers Training Course starts on June the 28th and runs for 5 weeks. Allied Computer Training make extensive use of their specially programmed computer to make learning this ultra-modern technology easy to assimilate. For further details, contact Allied Computer Training on 718-022. That's 718-022 and keep up with today's technology today.
You can win with Radio Nova car stickers lucky numbers. Win trips, cash, choice concert tickets, t-shirts, anything. All day, every day, Nova picks numbers at random. If you can match that number to the one on the back of your car sticker, you can win. Just call within 30 minutes and you win with Nova. To get your car stickers, send a stamped addressed envelope to Nova Car Stickers, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Win £10, £20, £50. Nova, 88 FM, 8:46 AM. You can win anytime.
Hello, darlings, it's your favorite Antipodean megastar here. I'm going to tell you all about Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist. You can get everything there, darlings, from pansies to lilies, even the world-famous Gladdy. So, possums, if it's blooms you want, blooms you'll get at Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist. Why not troll along to one of their three branches in Dublin? Or you can pick up the phone. Their number is 606-881. Give them your credit card number, and they'll send flowers anywhere in the world. So don't forget that number, it's 606-881, and the world's your oyster.
Radio Nova.
We're hanging by. We don't play anymore. One Step from Paradise. 7.5 minutes before news at 1 on Nova Radio FM. This is Billy Field.
Debbie, I'm a single man. Free as a bird I am. And I'll tell you something. I like it this way. When I'm walking down the street, you can't hear me say, I'm happy, Debbie. I'm a single man. Living on the single plan. I'm doing well. Well, I'm really doing swell. Well, if you saw me now, you could eat that. I'm single. I got sick of washing up by some bear. Well, now I'm eating out every night. We can't even fight while I can. Baby, I'm a single man. Free as a bird I am. Is nothing will ever tie me down. Because I'm single now, my friends are back around. Well, now I'm eating out every night. We're getting fat while I can.
equipment?
Yes.
Good. I need a smaller desk.
Company politics.
No, mahogany.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. No, they're putting the new photocopier in my office, and to fit it in, I need a smaller desk.
Why not get a smaller photocopier?
Pardon?
Like the Sharp 750. Only a foot and a half square, packed with the most advanced, quiet, and compact electronic technology in the world. Gives crisp, sharp copies onto any paper.
The Sharp 750?
Or the faster 770. Fancy a demonstration?
But I've no placard.
Of the Sharp 750 photocopier.
Oh, sorry.
Sharp photocopiers from Sharp Text.
Same thing. Day in and day out. Drag yourself down to the beach into that warm blue water. I don't know. Ugh, the food. I mean, I just don't seem to know what a hamburger is around here. And the music. It just goes on all night. Every night. It's too much, I tell you.
Greece with Club Travel. For a lot less than you think, Club Travel can pick you up and put you down on 30 different Greek islands. The Club Travel brochure tells you how. Get it if you like, but it's also boring. I don't suppose you'll want to.
Go.
Club Travel.
Hickey's have a brand new branch right in the heart of Dublin.
Where?
Downstairs in Penny's. Hickey's new branch where you can choose from the same superb range of quality fabrics and buy all your sewing accessories. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
Hickey's have the fashion fabrics to make beautiful clothes for your family.
And beautiful curtains for your home. Where?
Downstairs in Penny's.
In Mary Street.
Make it beautiful. Make it right. Make it with fabric from Hickey.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 8:46 a.m., 88 FM. This is Radio Nova, where the time is 1 o'clock.
Nova World News Summary with Sybil Fennell and Ken Hammond. The headlines. In Derry, a policeman has been killed and a policewoman seriously injured in a shooting incident. The government is reconsidering its support for Britain in the Falklands dispute, and a statement is expected shortly. And in the South Atlantic, more than 120 survivors have been rescued from the sunken cruiser, the General Belgrano. And in Poland, workmen have been clearing up after yesterday's troubles.
Good afternoon. In the north, a policeman was shot dead and a policewoman seriously injured in an incident in Derry at about 9:30 this morning. The two officers were on foot patrol in one of the city's main shopping streets when, according to eyewitnesses, a red bakery van, which had been hijacked earlier, pulled up beside them and at least a dozen shots were fired. Passers-by rushed to aid the officers and their assailants made their getaway in the van. The policeman is the fifth member of the security forces to be killed in Derry in the past 5 weeks. The policewoman has undergone emergency surgery. Reaction to the shootings has been swift. The mayor of Derry, Councillor Joe Fagan, has said he's deeply shocked to hear that once again a member of the RUC has been murdered in the city centre. Murder, he said, must be condemned without reservations. Another policeman would normally have been with the patrol, but this morning he escaped the attack as he'd just gone into a nearby shop to take a statement. The van used by the killers has been found abandoned.
Following a cabinet meeting this morning, the Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, says he expects the government to make a statement on the Falklands dispute. Mr. Haughey was speaking after talks with the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Collins, and the Secretary for the Department of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Sean Donlan. The latest developments in the South Atlantic were also being discussed in London this morning at a full meeting of the British cabinet, chaired by the Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher. The discussions follow the sinking yesterday of the Argentine cruiser, the General Belgrano, which was torpedoed by a British submarine on Sunday. The Argentine authorities say 123 survivors have now been rescued, and an extensive air and sea search is continuing for the rest of the crew. Latest reports say that about 1,000 men were on board. No casualty figures have been made available following the sinking, and bad weather is said to be hampering the rescue operation. But spotter aircraft have sighted about 30 life rafts, which are said to be capable of taking between 20 and 30 men each. The sinking of the cruiser has been strongly condemned by the Foreign Ministry in Buenos Aires, who say the attack was made 36 miles outside the British exclusion zone around the Falklands. The Foreign Minister, Mr. Costa Mendes, described it as a treacherous act of aggression which violated the United Nations Charter and the Security Council resolution calling for a peaceful settlement to the Falklands dispute. The British Defence Secretary, Mr. Knott, defending the attack, has said that General Belgrano posed a significant threat to the British task force, and they had no option but to respond to that threat. Britain has told the Security Council that the attack on the cruiser and later on two naval patrol vessels, one of which also sank, was an act of self-defence. In his statement, Mr. Knott continued and said that Britain's first duty was to protect their own men. The government's aim, he said, was a peaceful and lasting settlement which would guarantee the future of the Falklands. The sinkings have accelerated diplomatic efforts in the United States to achieve a negotiated settlement of the dispute, and there is speculation that the American Secretary of State, Mr. Haig, may now renew his mediation efforts. American officials are said to be concerned at the possibility of diminished international support for Britain's stand in the dispute and of a serious escalation of hostilities in the South Atlantic. The British Foreign Secretary, Mr. Pym, has described his latest talks in the United States as important and useful, but he added that the chances of an early settlement don't look hopeful. Mr. Pym, now back in London, has been reporting his talks in Washington and New York to the Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, and a statement on the results of his discussions with Mr. Haig and the UN Secretary General, Mr. Pérez de Cuellar, will be given in the House of Commons this afternoon. The Defense Secretary, Mr. Knott, will also make a statement on the military aspects of the crisis. Mrs. Thatcher will answer questions in the House. And a short while ago, a British Ministry of Defense spokesman revealed that there has been further military action in the South Pacific, but he gave no details. At home, the Minister of Defense, Mr. Power, has accused Britain of being no better than a hit-and-run driver because of its action following the sinking of the trawler Sharelga by a British submarine in the Irish Sea just over 2 weeks ago. Britain had told blatant lies about the incident, he said, and the submarine should have surfaced at the time. Two Fermanagh men have been jailed for a total of 36 years for their part in a no-warning car bomb in Enniskillen a year ago. The attack injured 12 RUC recruits and 16 civilians.
The High Court in Dublin is to be asked to render its opinion on the dismissal of a charge of alleged attempted double voting, which has been brought against the Taoiseach's election agent, Mr. Patrick O'Connor. District Justice Donal Kearney, who dismissed the charge on the grounds that the prosecution had not proved and could never prove under the present legislation that the offence could be committed, is to be asked by the Director of Public Prosecutions to state a case for the High Court on a point of law arising from his decision to dismiss the charges against Mr. O'Connor. The 151st Spring Show has opened in Dublin at the Ardiersan Balls Bridge. Over 430 trade stands are being exhibited, and prize money this year is in excess of £25,000. The show's organisers hope to attract more than 170,000 people during the week. Industrial action has reduced CIE bus services operating out of the company's Donnybrook Depot in Dublin this morning. Moves being made by members of the National Busmen's Union mean that only about 20% of the buses are running. In Cork City, officials of the corporation and the county council have said that following tests on the reservoir serving the city, no traces of poisoning have yet been found. They're treating as a hoax an anonymous telephone call which claimed that a tin of cyanide would be put into the reservoir during the night. The tests are being continued as a precaution, though.
The Reverend Ian Paisley has tabled a motion in the European Parliament criticising a motion which welcomes Pope John Paul II's visit to Britain. In his resolution, Mr. Paisley says the Pope's visit has serious constitutional implications. At least four candidates will be in the lineup for election as Belfast's Lord Mayor this evening. The official unionists, the DUP, the SDLP, will all have nominees, and an independent is also to put in a challenge. Police in Bangor have questioned 35 youths following bank holiday clashes yesterday between rival gangs.
Burials in Liverpool's four main cemeteries are likely to be halted for the rest of this week. An all-out strike started today. A mass meeting of 150 gravediggers, gardeners, stonemasons and drivers is scheduled for this afternoon. Cremations are expected to continue as normal. In England, a dinghy similar to the one in which three missing boys are believed to have put to sea on Friday has been found empty off the Cornish coast. The dinghy was found near Mullion, about 20 miles from Penzance, where it was last seen. Despite a thorough sea and air search, there's no sign of the missing boys. And in southern England, police are searching for 2 6-year-old boys who were last seen at a marina on the River Medway. The boys were reported missing last night, and police used searchlights to examine the river. They've now been joined by local people. A survey published in Britain this morning says that the government there does nothing for cyclists, although approximately 12 million people own bicycles. The survey in Bicycle Times says that cyclists are in danger of becoming second-class citizens. Every day, scores of cyclists are hurt because of the deteriorating condition of the roads, the report says, and adds bicycles don't cause pollution or traffic jams. They're very easy to park, yet they receive very little official help or thanks.
The Algerian Foreign Minister, Mr. Mohammed Sadegh Ben Yahya, has been killed in a plane crash. According to the Iranian National News Agency, his plane came down 2 miles inside Iran, near the frontier with Turkey. All on board the aircraft are said to have been killed. Mr. Ben-Yahya played a key role in the negotiations which led to the release of the hostages in the American embassy in Iran last year. On this morning's flight, he was on his way to Tehran for an official visit. Iran has blamed Iraq for the crash. Iranian officials say they have radio recordings which prove an Iraqi jet was following the foreign minister's plane. So far, there's been no comment from Iraq on the incident. In Warsaw, workmen have been working through the night to clear up scenes of clashes between police and demonstrators supporting the suspended trade union Solidarity. The troubles began when police used water cannon and tear gas to disperse some 15,000 supporters of the union. There were clashes in several other cities, especially Gdansk. Warsaw Radio has reported that questions were asked in Poland's parliament seeking more exact information about the current situation in Poland, but it was emphasized that the policy of accord must continue despite yesterday's events. In Indonesia, some 82 million people are eligible to vote in today's general election, which will indicate the measure of support for President Suharto's military-backed government.
Israel Radio has announced the death of an 11-year-old boy in an explosion at a refugee camp near Gaza. An 8-year-old boy was also injured in the blast, but no other details were given. In China, 11 vice premiers have been dismissed in a major government reshuffle. The two remaining deputies of the Prime Minister, Chao Tsang, are understood to be close allies of the vice chairman, who's seeking to reduce bureaucracy and eliminate any traces of Maoist influence. In France, the writer Jean-Eden Hallier, who was reportedly kidnapped by a right-wing group last week, has been found safe and unhurt in a suburb of Paris. An organization calling itself the French Revolutionary Brigade had claimed to have been holding Monsieur Hallier, and they demanded the sacking of three communist ministers for his release. In Morocco, six people were killed and several others were injured when a bus carrying a Casablanca rugby team fell 160 meters into a ravine. Those killed included the Secretary General of the Moroccan Rugby Federation. In Greece, two Britons and an Austrian have been remanded in custody in Athens on charges of the illegal possession, sale and smuggling of narcotics. They were allegedly found to have heroin and hashish. The captain of a Spanish trawler died and its crew of seven are missing after the ship sank following a collision with an Iraqi freighter.
In Hong Kong, five policemen and 15 refugees have been injured after three nights of rioting at a major transit camp for Vietnamese refugees. More than 1,000 employees of the Vatican have staged a protest march inside Vatican City. The workers marched in silence to the offices of the Vatican newspaper to show their support for union leaders at the start of a new round of pay negotiations within the church. The pilot who flower-bombed a South African rugby tour has been jailed for 8 months in New Zealand. The 33-year-old pilot was convicted of flying his Cessna aircraft in a manner which caused unnecessary danger to people last September. He was banned from flying for 3 years. And some financial news. The pound sterling opened the day strongly at 81.65 and it's now at 82 exactly. The dollar continues to strengthen. It opened at 147.40 and is now at 148 exactly. Within the EMS, the Irish pound is slightly stronger in what's basically a weaker market. On Wall Street overnight, the Dow Jones average closed up 0.67 at 849.03. Stock prices closed slightly higher after a sharp early slide. The low level of trading indicated that many investors avoided the market altogether, according to analysts. The Dow Jones average was significantly lowered by the large number of stocks used to calculate the average that traded ex-dividend, including U.S. Steel. At midday, the FT index was up 11.8 at 568.9. And that's the Nova Financial Report, courtesy of the International Department of the Ulster Bank.
The weather outlook. In all areas, it's much the same for this afternoon. Expect a mixed bag of sunshine and scattered showers and a top temperature of just 9 degrees. Finally, Ken, prisoners in an American top security prison nearly took off, quite literally. A plumber, an electrician and a welder almost managed to build a helicopter right under the staff's noses. The machine lacked only a rotor blade when it was eventually discovered. A nice try, though. A very nice try.
Don't think I can beat that. That's the Nova World News Summary at almost 13 minutes past one.
Radio Nova.
That was our high-flying newsroom. Thank you. I'm Tony, sitting in for Andy till 2 o'clock. Andy's not feeling too well. Stay with us. Enjoy the music. At 2 o'clock, John Clark.
Someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the one.
Don't You Want Me? It's 60 minutes past one on Nova, playing all your favorites. After this, we've got Led Zeppelin.
You get a great deal on the Magic Bus.
The Magic Bus is the cheapest way to Europe. Paris, only £65 return.
You get a great deal on the Magic Bus.
Hamburg, £92 return. Frankfurt, £89 return. Munich, £100 return.
You get a great deal on the Magic Bus.
Rotterdam, The Hague, and Amsterdam by Magic Bus, only £66 return.
You get a great deal on the Magic Bus.
The Magic Bus, 24 Angel Street, Dublin. Telephone 752975. No hassle, no fuss. Go with the Magic Bus.
You get a great deal on the Magic Bus.
Not a big crowd in last night, Lavinia.
No, actually, Sybil, just some in-laws, Clint Eastwood, Flash Gordon, and the jazz singer.
Tell us of ours.
Oh, no, no, it's working fine on VHS.
The Video Express Club delivers all the excitement of the cinema direct to your place. Choose from hundreds of the latest movies. And now, our new dial-a-video service guarantees you same-day delivery by pageboy couriers. Rentals, including delivery, for about the price of one cinema ticket. Visit the Video Express Club, Eastmoreland Place, Balls Bridge, opposite the drive-in bank on Upper Baggett Street. Or dial a video, 600-119. That's 600-119.
Anything planned for tonight, Lavinia?
The Life of Brian with Superman.
Oh, I'd love to get his number, Livy.
600-119, but he's not on the shelf right now.
Oh, I know, Lavinia.
1 hour Photo Labs, a first for Ireland in colour photo developing and printing. 1 hour Photo Labs give an unmatched combination of quality and speed by using the world's newest, most sophisticated processing equipment. 1 hour Photo Labs means clear, sharp, long-lasting color prints on Kodak paper, plus a free photo album every time. 1 hour Photo Labs, ILAC Center, and Galleria St. Stephen's Green. 1 hour Photo Labs. You don't have to wait any longer.
If you're in a band and you've got
a demo tape which we can play on Stick It In Your Ear,
then all you have to do is send us a tape, preferably 7.5 or 15 IPS quarter inch, to
Stick It In Your Ear.
Stick It In Your Ear.
Stick It In Your Ear.
19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Or you can telephone 604-043. That's 604-043. Monday to Friday from 10 till 7.
Stick It In Your Ear, eh?
Thank you.
Yeah.
over. Next is Rupert Hall.
Mallorca, 1 week from £155, 2 weeks from £159. It's all in our brochure.
Dixon Holidays, put the sunshine in your life.
If you use dry transfer lettering, you should use Rapitype. Rapitype is made in Dublin by Rapitype Services in Lad Lane, Dublin 2. Rapitype will make sheets of your own symbols immediately on receipt of your order, and you don't have to order any minimum quantity. Rapitype is so much cheaper than any of the imported alternatives. Any typeface, any size can be made in color as well as in black and white, or in reverse for sign making or die line drawing. Rapitype also make personalized card plates. Call Rapitype right away at 766-828, or you'll be welcome at the Rapitype offices, 4A, Lad Lane, Dublin 2.
Radio Nova, c'est la musique pour toi. Radio Nova, international.
I can walk again, eat and drink and talk again. You see, somebody's love's healed me. I don't have to spend my Sunday morning alone. I don't have to be my own best friend. That's all right for some, but you come to your happy end.
When you're loved by the one you love, when you're needed by the one you need, when you're wanted by the one you want, then you finally get to take the lead. When you're loved by the one you love, by the one you love. Look at me, darling, I can speak again. Make it through the week again. It's true, I owe this fortune to you. And since I think so much of you and how you are, your love means much more by far to me. For when love is returned, then you learn what your life can be. When you're loved by the one you love, when you're needed by the one you need, when you're wanted by the one you want, then you finally get to take it.
Baby, and as the lights fade by you on the stage, my future.
than you, each curtain call. And if you want me, I'll be there. If you fall, I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be watching you.
The Shade, who are only brilliant, and that's called Watching You. They're doing a Byrne program on Saturday night, which should be a good one. 22 minutes to 2, 22 minutes before news, followed by John Clark, Nova 88 FM Stereo, and the Mighty 890. Here's Paul Brady, Crazy Dreams. Next is Flock of Seagulls.
Honda! Honda Extravaganza! Get in there now!
Yes, it's all happening at Delaney's of Harold's Cross Bridge until the 15th of May.
A Honda Extravaganza has all the Honda goodies, the big, trusty multis, the mid-ranges, and the nifty 50s, the best-selling bikes in the world. Honda has them all, plus a special free camping set with Honda's trail bikes at the Honda Extravaganza now!
Jimmy Delaney is the man to talk to at Delaney's of Harold's Cross before the 15th of May.
You're far better off with a Honda.
9, 8, 8, 8. Apollo 1 discount countdown continues. 2, 1, 0.
Apollo 1, put the purchasing power back in your pound with superb quality, fully guaranteed hi-fi. From NAS. Music centers start at an unprecedented £125. Separates from an amazing £79. And we shatter the price myth by bringing you rack systems from an unbelievable £279. But hurry to the Apollo 1 discount superstore at 57 Moore Street.
And the discount countdown continues 7 days a week.
If you thought Malta was far beyond your reach, you're wrong. Because Stevens Green Travel have taken £75 off all Malta apartment holidays with 50% reduction for all children. And that's not all. How about a family package rate of only £876, extras not included, for two adults and two or three children during June, July or August? That's a fantastic bargain. So don't miss out on Malta. Phone Stevens Green Travel at 717976.
Hi, it's me again, Cupid Love, Miss Nova 1982. I've just received my bunch of roses and bottle of bubbly from Andy's Sunday program. It's so horticultural. Anyway, he's giving it away between 11 and 12 every Sunday morning. You know, the champagne. And all you have to do is write your birthday request on a postcard to Andy at Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. And you can win the chance to pop your cork.
Believe me, it's quite an experience.
Music Radio, the